Chapter 34, Terminating. There's little question that the least fun part of being a people manager is dealing with terminations. Of course, the best way to avoid terminations is to develop your skills in effective recruiting, interviewing, hiring, onboarding, and especially ongoing coaching. And you absolutely should. However, there are always occasional situations where it is just not working out. The first thing to realize is that you should not only consider the problem employee. You need to also consider the rest of the product team that is having to deal with the issues or carry the burden, as well as the message it sends to the product team, the broader product organization, and especially to the leaders and stakeholders by not correcting this problem. There is a balance between being a compassionate employer and acting responsibly and promptly. This will partly be a function of your company's culture and partly a function of the employment laws in your country. Your partners in HR will help you understand and comply with the compliance-related responsibilities. I have always drawn a distinction in my mind about how I handle the two main situations when it comes to correcting hiring mistakes. The first and most common situation is that the employee is simply not able to perform the job at the necessary level of competence, despite serious ongoing coaching. Normally, I will give sincere best efforts for 3 to 6 months. But if I can't coach the person to competence in that time, I will admit to myself that it is not working. And to be clear, I have been sharing the lack of progress with increasing urgency and clarity during our weekly one-on-ones. But sometimes it just doesn't work. I have always felt like it was partly my fault because I hired this person and should have been able to judge more accurately her ability to perform the job, or our company's fault if someone else was the hiring manager. In this case, I have always felt a responsibility to help the person find a more suitable position, either at our company or at another. The second, and thankfully less common, situation is removing an employee that is toxic. By toxic, I mean that there are some serious behavioral issues that damage trust in the organization and leave people feeling disrespected or worse. What's difficult about these situations is that everyone has an occasional bad day, or maybe dealing with serious problems in their personal life. So you need to determine if this is a temporary situation or a chronic problem, and if the person has the willingness and ability to control her behavior. But again, 3 to 6 months of trying to correct is about normal. If the problem persists, then it's time to move the focus to protecting the psychological safety of the rest of the team and organization. In this case, I am not willing to try to find the person another job, at our company or at another, but I am honest with the person about their behavior and the impact it has on the trust and culture in the team. What makes this second situation especially difficult is that often the toxic behavior comes along with some exceptionally strong skills, and the organization may be nervous about losing these skills. And in truth, there may be a period of difficulty while others come up to speed. But in every case, I found that removing the toxic person was the right thing to do, and that others in the organization would rise to the occasion, and the broader organization was grateful for the improvement in the workplace atmosphere. I won't pretend here. Dealing with hiring mistakes is never fun. I still remember the feeling in the pit of my stomach when I think back to the times I've had to terminate someone's employment. But it's truly essential if you're serious about creating a strong product organization.